I see thy bridal chamber adorned, O my Savior.
Rain in the Desert. Homilies from Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral. Father Apostolos Hill, Dean of Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral of Phoenix, Arizona, delivers a timely message in a humorous and straightforward preaching style as he draws from his various life adventures to underscore the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to save and to heal broken humanity. Here's Father Apostolos.
There are certain people that we encounter in life whose impact, though we may never have met them face to face, becomes apparent only after the news of their passing. And so it was on Monday of last week when we heard the news of the untimely death of the comic actor, Robin Williams, that I realized what an influence many of his feature films had had in my life and that of my children, since so many of his films were films for children at the time that we were raising our kids. No doubt many of you were also saddened to hear the loss of so talented a performer, and doubly so in learning that he had succumbed to a lifelong battle with depression and had taken his own life. Social media is abuzz with the question, how could someone whose life work brought so much joy and laughter to others have been driven to such a depth of despair and hopelessness? It seems counterintuitive. And the ensuing national conversation about depression and mental health is again a timely and essential one. Many of the online comments and articles reveal the extent to which mental health issues are very poorly understood in America in 2014. And this is not a new problem. According to the recently published Oxford University Press book, Public Mental Health, one of the earliest attempts to correct the disparity between physical and mental health care coverage occurred as far back as 1961 under the Kennedy administration. Clinical depression is especially problematic since it is a component of many health, many behavioral, and many emotional afflictions, and can range from simple seasonal affective disorder when people get sad in the winter and the sky is always gray, to profound neurological maladies. The Mayo Clinic reports that the exact cause of depression is not precisely known, though there are many factors, including physiological differences in the brain anatomy itself, chemical imbalances within the neurotransmitters of the brain, hormonal imbalances brought on by menopause with a thyroid system, inherited or genetic traits within families, though researchers have yet to identify the genetic marker for depression, and traumatic life events such as the death of a loved one, chronic illness, financial problems, or chronic stress. What we know today that may have been unknown in the past is that depression is a mental health issue and hence not something that the patient can simply snap out of any more than one could snap out of a cold or a flu. King David was certainly no stranger to bouts of depression, as he himself records in the 38th Psalms when he says, I have been wretched and utterly bowed down until the end. All the day long I went with downcast face. My loins are filled with mockings, and there is no healing in my flesh. I am afflicted and humbled exceedingly. I have roared from the groaning of my heart. O Lord, all my desire is before you, and my groaning is not hid from you. My heart is troubled, my strength has failed me, and the light of mine eyes, even this, is not with me. Now we believe in a merciful and loving God who pours out healing for all of our infirmities. And since mental health issues are infirmities, we understand that God is fully capable of effecting divine and miraculous healing in brains as readily as in hearts, lungs, joints, and kidneys. And just as there are risk factors associated with heart disease, with cancer, with diabetes, there are risk factors associated with depression as well. And it is here that the healing therapies of the Orthodox Church can be brought most effectively to bear. Again, the Mayo Clinic reports that risk factors include but are not limited to early onset depressive states from childhood, anxiety, borderline personality or post-traumatic stress disorders, and this is why returning combat veterans are especially prone to depression, a history of drug and alcohol abuse, which we know afflicted Robin Williams as well as many other known figures who died really suicidally from ingesting drugs, traumatic or stressful events such as the loss of a loved one, physical, sexual, or mental abuse, and a family history of depression, alcoholism, drug abuse, and suicide. Holy Orthodoxy calls us out of the maddening world and into the embrace of Christ in the community of believers. And it must be said of us that anyone suffering from any malady will find solace and comfort in our midst and never judgment or condemnation. The restorative therapies practiced and taught within the Orthodox Church, such as the daily rule of meditative silence and of the prayer of the heart, of a regulated diet and the rhythm of liturgical life in a nurturing community devoted to worship and fellowship, are espoused by many support groups. But they are capable of finding their perfection here in the place where they first began. You have heard and will continue to hear me insist that we take seriously this golden opportunity that we have been given in life to unite ourselves to God in prayer. And I remain committed in this appeal because I have witnessed how the tidal wave of depression can overwhelm a person's defenses so completely as to lead them to the conclusion that there is no hope, that there is no way out. And in the bleak and darkened recesses of the unhealthy and tortured mind, many suffer such a tragic loss of perspective that they choose even to end their own lives. Yet again, in the pages of Holy Scripture, we find no less a saint than St. Paul the Apostle, brought to a point of utter despair, as he related to the faithful in Corinth when he writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning of verse 8, "For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we could not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a peril of death and will deliver us, he on whom we have set our hope, and he will yet deliver us. Wise and wealthy Solomon was likewise acquainted with despair, as he set forth in the book of Ecclesiastes when he writes about the sum total effort and energy and work of his life coming to nothing in the end. And he says in chapter 2, verse 16, "For there is no lasting remembrance of the wise man as with a fool, inasmuch as in the coming of days all will be forgotten. And how the wise man and the fool die alike. So I hated life, for the work which had been done under the sun was grievous to me, because everything is futility and striving after wind." If even such saints as David, Paul, and Solomon struggled with depression, as their own writings clearly indicate, what chance do we, as mere mortals, have of standing against the onslaught of despair? To be certain, we live in an age that echoes the sentiment of David's words when he says, "My heart is troubled, my strength has failed me, and even the light of mine eyes is not with me." Despair is the end game of the spiritual warfare that is waged constantly against us by the enemy. But the antidote prescribed in the church and announced by Christ is hope. Jesus unveiled himself and began his earthly ministry when he read the words of the prophet Isaiah in the 69th chapter. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all those who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. Hope is the antidote to depression. Hope and not guilt. It is never helpful to ask the one suffering from depression such things as, "What do you have to be depressed about?" It is never helpful to say to the one suffering from depression, "You don't have it as bad as this other person, and they seem to be getting along just fine." Robin Williams would have been the last person that we might have expected to have suffered from clinical depression, since he was enormously gifted at bringing joy through humor into the lives of others. But we cannot know the interior struggles that others face, and we are not their judge. We are instead to offer the same mercy to others that we hope to receive from God for ourselves. And sadly, there have been many instances, too many, in my pastoral ministry, wherein I have had to respond to the needs of a family whose lives have been shattered by the suicide of a loved one or a family member. And in consultation always with my hierarch, in most but not all of those cases, funeral services were offered for the deceased, since the victims had been under long-term medical and psychiatric care. Threats of suicide are never merely cries for help. And you must know this, that as a minister, I am included in the ranks of mandatory reporters, which means that I am legally and responsibly bound to immediately report to emergency services any credible threats of suicide that fall on my ears. The sacred gift of life is a gift from the giver of life, and it is to be cherished and protected. Suicide solves nothing. But you must understand that in the grips of clinical depression, the victim feels lost in a black and windowless room with no hope, disoriented and isolated and convinced that the pain will never end. It has been debated in the media since the news of William's death that suicide is selfish, and while it certainly seems so to those who must somehow carry on in the wake of tragic and senseless loss, for the victim, it's merely seen as a last door left to be tried when all the rest have failed. But most dearly beloved children of God, there is hope in Jesus Christ. In the darkest of moments, we announce the nativity of Christ with the words in the prophet Isaiah, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who live in the land of deep darkness, upon them the light has shined. To those lost in the darkness of despair, Christ is light. To those who feel alone and isolated, Christ is the friend of man who, as Scripture says, sticks closer than a brother. To those who can't find a way out of their troubles, Jesus is, as the old American hymn that I sang as a child said, the way maker. And just as we can cast no blame on patients who suffer from heart disease, diabetes, hypertension, or Crohn's, we cannot legitimately blame those who suffer from depression and mental health issues from a place of personal and national ignorance about its cause and effective treatments. Instead, as an Orthodox people commanded to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, we must patiently, compassionately, and persistently help to shoulder the load of those who suffer from mental as much as from physical disorders. In the wake of the latest well-publicized tragedy, we have been given another opportunity to educate ourselves about the scourge of clinical depression and mental disease. It would be glib of us to delude ourselves by thinking that this can't happen to anyone that I know. It can, and it often does. This tired old world, writhing in the torment of unconfessed sins and of untamed passions, of neglect of soul and heedless of salvation and of the nearness of eternity and where we will spend it, produces many victims in many ways. Suicide is one of those ways. So let us commit ourselves to the care and restoration of the sufferers, offering them the same comfort that we have received without judgment or cost from a merciful God.
Rain in the Desert. Father Apostolos Hill is Dean of Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Phoenix, Arizona. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio. On the web at ancientfaith.com.